This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificant Mikey. Alrighty, and today we're going to talk about some healing. We all could use a little healing, and we all could need to figure out how to do this correctly. The game's been out for a while. Obviously, new people are getting into the game all the time, so I still see people making this mistake. So I want to try to correct for some people, and this is, you know, healing and using your shields. So we'll just kind of go through this one by one. So first off, when you know your health is getting low, you want to heal, you pick up some bandages. Bandages will heal you. You can heal up to 75 health with bandages alone. Each bandage you use is going to restore 15 health for you. It's going to take you 4 seconds to use, so make sure you know you have a little bit of cover when you start using this bandage. You know, when you pick them up, you're going to pick them up in a stack of five. So you'll have five bandages when you first pick them up. And again, plus 15 health for each one you get, and you can go up to 75 health. The only way you're going to get back up to 100 health is if you pick up a med kit. The med kit will automatically heal up to back to 100, but it's going to take you 10 seconds to use, so you really want to make sure you're in a safe spot or you've built yourself a little fort when you start using the med kit. Next up, shields. This is the one I really wanted to notice that I see people really making mistakes on this. So you have your small shield potion and you have your shield potion, just the regular one. So the small shield potion, they're going to give you 25 plus 25 to your shield each one you use. It's going to take 2 seconds to use it. However, you can only go up to 50 using the small shield potion. The regular shield potion, it's going to give you plus 50 to your shield, and it's going to take you 5 seconds to use. Now you can use these in combination, guys, and the mistake that I see out there that some people make is they pick up that big shield potion, they use that one first, and because the small shield potion can only get you up to 50, you cannot then start using the small shield potion to get past 50. So if you are able to pick up your small shield potions and a shield potion, and then you have a little bit of time to use both, use your two small shield potions first, then use your one big, your regular shield potion, and you will get your shield max out to 100, which of course is what you all want, because in the case when you have a shield, when you start getting damaged from enemy players, the shield is going to go down first before your health, and so you want to try to keep that shield up. The shield is not going to protect you from, you know, falls or anything, but you know, the shield will protect you from gunfire and damage from enemy players. So you really want to get that to 100. So again, use the shield potion last. Do your two small shields first, then your shield potion last, so that you get up to 100. A couple other things that you can get, of course, is the slurp juice. The slurp juice will restore up to 25 health and 25 shield. That takes 2 seconds to use, and this is not instant. It is over time. It's going to give you one shield and one health every second for the next 25 seconds. And then, of course, the chug jug. That is going to give you 100 health and 100 shield instantly, but this is going to take you 15 seconds to use. I've gotten this quite a few times myself. It always feels great when you get to use that, especially if your health is already down a little bit low, to get that up to 100 and your shield back up to 100. It's a great feeling. But again, guys, remember, what I really wanted to focus on this episode is the use of the shield potions. So if you get the small shields, use the small shield potion first, use two of them so you get up to 50, and then so that you can get up to 100, use the shield potion last. Don't use that shield potion first because the small shield potion won't let you go past 50. All right, guys, thank you for listening to the Daily Fortnite podcast here. I encourage you to please subscribe on iTunes. You know, leave a review. I still only have one review up there. I'm getting over 100 downloads on a lot of the episodes I have, and I've only gotten one review on iTunes so far, so please head over there and do that. Again, I make this podcast on the Anchor app, so if you go download the Anchor app, you can call into the show and, you know, leave me a message that I might play on the show here. And also, guys, again, the Replay Royale contest is going. I want to see some of you start going over to my Twitter and tweeting your videos to me so I could share them out to the community as well, and we can all try to help each other out and get our video seen. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.